when you slowly read through that passion, especially if you take your time and you allow the full impact of the words to slowly descend upon you. I did it last year when I was on the 30-day retreat, and the third week of the spiritual exercises focuses on the passion of Jesus. And so over the course of that week, I slowly read through this account. And the brutality of it began to sink home. The violence, the hatred, the unrelenting nature of the account that we have just listened to. And it provoked such grief, such overwhelming sense of despair. Just as we've been reading slowly through the book of Lamentations during Lent, this is truly a lament text. It was written by a church that was suffering. When Mark put pen to paper there in Rome in the mid-60s, this persecution had broken out against the church. Many of the leaders of the church had been brutally murdered. The very future of the church looked in doubt. And yet, this church attempted to go through this sorrow, this suffering together. And it was that held them together. But they did not do this alone, because Jesus had already died upon the cross for them. And Jesus had already offered himself for them. And so they could see in the suffering of Jesus something of their own story. And they were able to bring that sorrow and that grief to the pages and the stories that were being told about Jesus. They remembered all that he did. They saw the violence not just as something from history, but as the living reality of their lives. They knew firsthand the brutality of the Roman soldiers. They knew their disdain for human life, for human dignity. They were able to see all of that because, again, it was just a story, because it was their lives. When we come to this text, when we come to be moved by the passion, the unrelenting passion of Jesus that we've heard, allow it also to be a reminder that whatever suffering, whatever sorrowing, whatever pain you might go through, we never go through it alone. We always join with the one who suffered for us, the one who could have said no, the one who could have escaped, the one who could have got out of this, the one who could have just pierced his finger, because a single drop of blood would have been enough for us. But no, he went through all of this so that we would know that we were never alone. We would know that no matter how much we sorrow, no matter how much we suffer, Jesus has been there. We have that friend and a companion in all of that, in all of that suffering, to call us and to lead us into the glory of the other side. It's the journey that we take during this Holy Week. It's this journey of entering into our own personal sorrows and suffering, to bring them and to place them at the foot of the cross, and to allow Jesus, through his suffering, to transform them. We allow him because he said yes to God. He said yes for all the times that we said no. He said yes to love, to compassion, to mercy, so that we could be healed and we could be transformed. So during these days, we bring our lamenting, we bring our suffering, and we allow Jesus, through his passion, to bring healing and life and the promise of resurrection to all.